Buenos días, Rab.
Buenos días.
Quisiera saber.
Good morning, Rab.
Para despertar dentro de mí.
I would like to know what I can do in order to awaken within myself
antes de hacer
the importance and greatness of the Rav. Before I turn my friend into a Rav.
When he speaks of Rav, he means the Creator. It's not your teacher, whomever it might be, rather the Creator. He calls the Creator Rav. Rav, in Hebrew, is from the word great. So, this is what he calls the Creator. Therefore, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. Rav here means the Creator. And you reach him by working with the friend, by buying yourself a friend. And later on, also, the Creator becomes your friend as well. Chavel, from the word chibur, connect.
Hello, Rav. How should we relate to the bad thoughts that come to us against the general people?
That
the Creator is sending it to us on purpose. He puts into our head such thoughts in order for us to overcome them. Overcome how? It's not that we, by ourselves, will try to invert these feelings, these thoughts, to erase them and make them good. Rather, ask of Him. That is, each and everything that we feel in our head, in our heart, we should immediately weigh it and consider how with that can we turn to the Creator? Because only in such a case, when we turn to the Creator with some problem, then there is a correction for this problem. But if I, by myself, want to do the correction without turning to the Creator, that's not a correction, rather it is only a corruption.
The two last paragraphs here seem very complex. Can you elaborate? It's written that he was not a friend. You judge him to favorably, basically. And
yes.
Okay. And the Creator, I worked with him above reason, and I buy the Rav. So what is my relation to the members of the ten, the friends, until I come to justify the Creator and turn him into a Rav?
Justify the friends in the ten as much as you can, above your own reason, and in that each one helps the others, and we remind each one how he has to relate to all the friends in the ten, as though they are the Creator. Behind each friend stands the Creator. That's all.
Galil West.
Rav, how to connect my personal truth to the truth of the public?
Until it will become the same, until it will connect. You need to realize that if you are performing some action without connection with the Creator, it's not an action. It's just some imagination that you are expanding, and by that you are building for yourself more of a path of suffering. Everything needs to be done with tight connection with the Creator.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, что значит любое действие делать с Творцом?
Excuse me. Tell me, please, love. What does it mean to do everything with the Creator? Every action, is that the intention before the act, or?
He should not be a foreign god to you. The Creator should not be far away from you, rather as close as possible. As when he is close, it says. Therefore, try all the time to be together with him. Truly, try more and more and more to feel as though he is right there before you. as though you're inside of him, as though you are standing together, being together like this, as much as you are capable of. It doesn't matter in which form. And constantly replace these imaginations, these depictions, because nevertheless you are still working out of your imagination. But that way, try constantly to be in a dialogue with the Creator. It's preferable not to speak with yourself, but rather with the Creator. Because a person many times speaks with himself. I'm this way, I'm that way, maybe this is okay, maybe this is not okay, what about me? Say the same, however, to the Creator. Really, you will see how much this will correct you. It will pressure you so that you will change.
То есть все время представлять, как будто он рядом стоит, и любое действие я вот как будто с ним советую.
So to constantly imagine that he is nearby, and with every action I consult him, and I want to act in his benefit.
Спасибо.
That's right, for the time being.
Челябинск. Thank you.
Челябинск.
Ну, вы частично ответили, я хотел спросить, каким должно быть правильно...
So you answered this partially. I wanted to ask what the ideal approach to the Creator is.
The correct appeal is such that I scrutinized everything. And following all my scrutinies, I see that I have nothing else to do but only to ask of him that he will correct me. And I also don't know precisely where I need to be corrected. Maybe I'm wrong or not, and I have some other conditions. I simply turn to him, and I want to undergo a change so that through this change I will come closer to him. I will be able to do whatever he wants out of me. Meaning in order to bestow. This is the true appeal to the Creator. For this, you don't need to be smart or an expert, but just try constantly to not disconnect from the Creator. All the time. You get up in the morning, immediately you need to start speaking with him. Throughout the day, also you're in contact with him. You go to sleep. Even before you fall asleep, you also speak with him all the time with him. With the friends or by yourself or in the study or whatever, you're constantly with the Creator. He is your partner, inseparable from you, always there.
Siamo come CLI italiano, cercando di portare tutti gli amici a lezione del mattino. Possiamo chiedere un pensiero?
We, the Italian CLI, want to bring all the friends to the morning lesson. Can we ask for your thoughts and support so that we can bring all the friends here and all be equal partners?
Believe me that I think about it each and every day, how to bring all the students, all the friends to the morning lesson. Because besides the morning lesson, everything else is just the result of the lesson. If a person is not together with us in a morning lesson, preferably in the same hours with us, not later on hearing the recording. So if he's together with us, he truly gets a daily spiritual dosage portion, and with that he advances each and every day. If he lets go, then it says, if you leave me for one day, I will leave you for 2 days. If the person leaves the Creator for one day, the Creator leaves that person for 2 days.
Grazie, maestro.
I want to come back to that sentence you told that guy from Toronto. What does it mean to find a way, the path to the heart of the friend? What is this magical phrase?
Pray through the Creator. It doesn't depend on you or the friend finding the connection between each other, because the Creator is between us. He separates us. He creates the shattering, he breaks the connection between us. He's the greatest disruption. If you pray for a connection with the friend, then the Creator will revoke these limitations and bring you back from exile to redemption, to connection with the friends.
And this is what I have to do with each and every friend?
Yes, with every friend.
Meaning to turn to the Creator so that He will help me to connect to the heart of each and every friend in a 10.
Yes.
What is the difference between each and every friend, between the different appeals?
So who else do I have to turn to?
No, I'm asking, what is the difference in my appeal? Let's say if I want to reach Kola's heart or somebody else's heart.
You ask the Creator to help you be connected to both. Each one separately, because the Creator broke you apart, all of you, and so you have to relate to that shattered, that broken vessel.
Besides the name that I replace, what is the difference in my prayer?
Well, you have in your feeling, in your feelings, you have this, you have different images of the friends, one friend like this, one friend like that, and so you turn to the Creator to fix what he corrupted, what he broke, because he made the relationship between you bad. At the sin of the tree of knowledge, right? And then thousands of years of descent.
Why doesn't the ego allow me to ask for it? Why does it resist?
It's so that you ask with a true desire and not just words. Now you hear what I say, and suddenly you know how to ask. No. You'll need to work on it a lot. You'll need to ask, to demand, to cry, to want this in particular, and then you will receive it.
We're talking about reaching the hearts of the friends, like Guillaume and Tony. And you said to the Toronto group that you love them. And this was, you know, you were expressing your love. And this is a way that I noted really works. You know, if we express our love to the friends, is this it? Is there other ways that we can express our love, or we just say it and express our love out in the open so everybody can feel it? And
we are now approaching a Congress. Right, so try all of you to talk about this, to study, to read, to think of how we can come and connect on that day of the Congress, the convention, how we can attract people who used to be with us or perhaps want to join us so they can be with us in the Congress. It's not, you know, not complete strangers, but let's try to connect. Yes.
То нужно просить у Творца путь к сердцу каждого товарища в отдельности.
I should ask of the Creator the way to the heart of each friend separately. What should I do? Follow some list, friend by friend, and then wait for a change.
Try that also, according to the list.
Who should I start from? The one who is farthest, the one who is closest?
Just shut your eyes and just point down and find who to start from.
And which result should I expect?
When you ask the Creator for connection with them, through that you will get to bestow to them, in order to bestow, and through that attitude towards them, you will discover the Creator. In your relationship with the friends, relations of connection, up to even love, in that relation, you will feel the Creator. Enough, 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 no more. We're through. Because you're not listening to what I'm saying. Another question and another, enough. Do that. Then we will keep talking.
Bulgaria.
Доброе утро, Раф.
Доброе утро.
Вы говорите, что надо постоянно разговаривать с Творца.
Good morning, Rav. You say that we should constantly speak with the Creator.
Уверен, что я разговариваю с Творцом, а не с самим.
How can I be certain that I'm speaking with the Creator and not with myself?
Это не важно.
That's not important. It doesn't matter. If you want to talk to him, you talk to him. That's for certain. You're always speaking with the Creator. The question is, do you relate to it that way? Do you see it as you speaking to the Creator? Or are you connected to them unknowingly? That's the difference. The difference is your attitude towards it. But you're always talking, speaking to the Creator. And of course, even if you speak to a friend or someone, some other person or plant, it doesn't matter. You're always speaking to the Creator because there is nothing but for the Creator. And your attitude is important here, where you establish it in that way, wanting to speak to the Creator.
Rav, you explained earlier that you're really preoccupied with it and you think about it a lot, that more friends will be in the morning lesson. The question is, should I see myself responsible for it, that some of the friends do not come to the morning lesson on a regular basis?
The morning lesson is the instruction that you get for the day, for that particular day. And if every day you receive this instruction in the morning, it works within you, even if you're unaware of it. It works, it operates in you throughout the day. Also, other than that, if you all receive the same guidance, the same instruction on a certain day, and then you go out of the lesson, the lesson ends, this keeps working between you. It just pulls you forward throughout the day. So it's very important to be together in the morning lesson.
So besides the prayer, how can I help a friend who doesn't come regularly because he's not washed in the lesson? It's hard to reach his heart, one who wasn't in the morning lesson.
I don't know. If it used to be that we had to drive or walk, I remember how it was raining, and I would come to Bnei Brak from Rehovot at 2 a.m., 30 kilometers at those times with the roads we had then. But today, I'm sitting at home with my slippers. In a state where I don't even have to go out to the streets. What's the problem? What's the problem? So to sit not in my bedroom, but some other room next to that, or the kitchen maybe, and to just open the computer? I don't understand what problem this constitutes.
How much, in your opinion, should the teen engage in this, in the friends who do not come regularly, invest efforts in it?
You need to call them in the middle of the day, and in the middle of the day to start talking with him about the subject of the lesson's article, the article we read. And he should feel that throughout the day that he lacks something because he wasn't in the morning lesson, both in terms of the materials we studied and something that relates to the correction of the soul. So when you connect to them, to him, he's not exactly connected with you. He's not exactly with you, right? Give him that feeling. And he's missing something, missing out. And then he'll get up.
What can you demand from a friend and what cannot you demand from a friend?
Only one thing. To be present on the path with me as much as possible, like everyone, like the rest of the ten. More than that, I don't demand of him. I'm willing, everything else is what I'm willing to do for him.
Rav, sorry for asking again. It's just that I don't get it. What should I learn from the friend? Rav, we don't hear you.
Read Rabash's articles. I have nothing more to tell you. You're all asking about things which are so internal, so emotional, that I'm afraid of telling you something and missing something. In Rabash, you'll find everything. In Rabash's articles about the group, the letters to the friends, there, in the writings of Rabash, you have everything. Petach Tikva 18.
Earlier we said that I should constantly speak with the Creator. Feel that He's constantly close to me, for sure He's constantly close to me. The question is, how do I distinguish in the Creator the quality of the friend versus the quality of Rav so that I can be a partner of His each and every moment?
This comes from just starting to speak to him. When you start speaking to him, you start feeling what kind of relationship you have between yourself and the friend, between you and the teacher, and between you and the Creator. Just organize all these things. This organization, you need to
A student from Petach Tikva is asking, what is the counsel for a person who only manages to justify Rav? Not a friend, sometimes not even the Creator.
So, by that, in that case, Rav means the teacher. If he cannot justify the friends, which is the main thing, then also probably he doesn't justify the Creator. And so, what to do? He needs to work on it. Why do I say that that he certainly doesn't justify the Creator too? Because if he doesn't justify the friends, he's not justifying the Creator. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Because the Creator brings him the friends and says, take them, try to connect with them, I will help you all with everything. And then in the connection between, or the connection with them, we will meet. The Creator is inviting you to meet him inside the group. He tells you, this is the modem, right, by which you can connect with me, discover me. Do it. If you disregard the group, you disregard the Creator. It's simply the way it is.
Question d'un ami. Les amis m'aident beaucoup, et je remercie les.
A question from a friend.
Qu'est-ce que je peux faire pour eux?
The friends help me a lot, and I'm grateful to the Creator for it. What can I do in order to be more beneficial?
In order to?
To be more useful, more beneficial.
Ah. You need to show everyone that you love them. Very simple. Show all the friends that you love them. Then you will see how much it will advance you. It's not simple. It's hard to listen to it. It was very difficult for me. And I asked the Rabash about it as well, and he said, there's nothing you can do. Right? A heavy course hard soul, very high soul, with great avowed coarseness, and you'll have to suffer a lot to reach corrections. But, and so I asked him, but I disregard them, I don't want them, I repel, reject them, I cannot be in any kind of connection with them. True. All right, what do you mean, true? What to do? Try. But I can't. It's not, it doesn't work. Nothing is happening. They are in a much better connection between them than I have with them. Like that. So, why am I so unsuccessful, so ugly? He says, this is a sign of a big will to receive. And after the shattering, it's shattered in that way, in a big way. There's nothing you can do about it. Just continue and continue. But what do you mean continue? They're already advancing forward, and I'm left behind. I'm the one left behind. Yes, you're the one who's behind. What to do? Go to the craftsman who made me, right? Turn to the Creator. All those souls, those very high, big, heavy souls, which later find success, in the beginning, they don't understand anything of what's going on. As opposed to lighter souls, they grasp things easily. Everything's clear, everything's nice, connection with the friends. We can do this, we can do that, no problem. There's no resistance. And heavier souls, well, a person with a soul like that, he curses the Creator, he doesn't want anything, he doesn't want to connect to anyone, he doesn't understand, he doesn't make the connection between how to connect to the friends and to connect to the Creator. I want the Creator. Why should I care about these friends? Why do I need them? You give me this condition? I don't want this condition. I don't understand that it needs to be that way. Why does there need to be a group in order to connect to the Creator? I feel that I have a desire for Him, the yearning. But for the friends, I disregard them completely. I don't even count them. What are you making, some kind of a kibbutz, some kind of kolchoz here, something? I don't want that. I was always told, be a good boy, play with the others. I never felt that in kindergarten, in school. I didn't feel that I'm connected to others, no. There were such people who, they had all sorts of social groups, and I was always off to the side a bit. And now, this comes back. It's a problem. It's a problem. We need to understand that this is how people with big will to receive, big egos are. But that is a high soul. Later, when they begin to correct it, then each one who's greater than his friend has a greater inclination, and they will rise to higher degrees. But this requires much more time and effort. Yes. What to do?
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что мы раскрываем Творца в десятке. А что это такое?
Dear Rav, you said that we discover the Creator in the ten. What does it mean that we discover the Creator?
In the ten, we discover the corrected connection between us, which we call the form of the Creator. Because we cannot feel the Creator. We feel how we are corrupted, our broken vessels become connected vessels, vessels that are tied together. And the measure, the quality of the connection between the shattered vessels, the quality of that connection, that is called the Boe, the Creator. Boe, come and see. Boe. The corrected quality of bestowal, which is the Creator.
Это все товарищи раскрывают, либо там есть ступени разные.
This is something that all the friends discover, or there are degrees in it.
Each one discovers according to his own investment. And in that you have there's something in it that where a person does depend on others, and there's aspects to it which don't depend on others. Don't look at the others. Just give them as much help as you can, and also advance by yourself. Alright?
То, что, например, вот товарищ, вот Валик, тут рядом со мной, он, например, вкладывает очень много, и предположим...
If I take a friend, let's say Valik next to me here, he's investing a lot. Let's say as a result of his efforts, he discovers this force and the connection between us, the Creator. Does it add to the other friends that, let's say, are not in the lesson with us right now?
It prepares them. It gives them... It's like when you prepare a vehicle for them to drive in, but they don't drive until they invest their own energy. But the vehicle with which you reach the goal, you prepare it for everyone. Petach Tikva 29.
Rav, how is it better to see the love in the words or in the actions that we perform?
Through actions.
Tel Aviv 2.
Tel Aviv 2.
In what stage, when we connect to the friends, suddenly we discover that in fact we're connecting with the Creator? Is there some stage where it happens, where we discover actually we're not dealing with the friends, but rather with the Creator? When does it happen?
No. You don't differentiate between the friends and the Creator. One is the vessel and the other is the light.
So the attitude of the friends is the kli that I build?
Yes, the friends are the vessel, the connection between them, in which, inside that connection between them, you discover the light, the quality of love and bestowal, which is the Creator.
Подскажите мне, пожалуйста, вот в работе в десятке, я же не имею права.
In the work in the ten,
я все время его ставлю выше.
I have no right to criticize the friends. I always place the friend as higher.
Который меня сотворил. И все.
What to do if, you know, go to the craftsman who made me, and that's it. There's already this answer to give to everything. So.
А моя ответственность? Я-то...
What about my responsibility? So it turns out I don't do anything, and that's it.
Вот так вот.
So the work in the group is not good.
Meaning he doesn't want to do anything, and to all the appeals that come to him in participating with the group, he says, go to the craftsman who made me. What does one need to do? Go to the craftsman who made me is not that by this he resolves himself from the problems. But rather, go to the craftsman who made me, he needs to say to himself and not to others. Do you hear? He needs to say this to himself and not to others, go to the craftsman that made me. That he has no choice but to turn to the Creator. It's not that he is going to lay down and leave me. You have a problem? Go to the craftsman who made me. Who will go to the craftsman who made me? The friend? That's me who needs to go to the craftsman who made me, to the Creator who made me in such a way that I have complaints from the friends who are coming to me and saying that I'm not okay. That's considered go to the craftsman who made me. Therefore, when such things come to me, I need to run to the Creator, to run for him to correct me. Because the friends are drawing me forward so that we advance even more to bring contentment to the Creator on the ladder. On the ladder. And if I answer them, I don't want. You go to the Creator? That's not right. I need to turn to the Creator. I need to raise man. And then I will receive mud, correct myself, and will be able to connect to the friends and make one more step forward. That's how we learn in the study of the Ten Sefirot, the order of the actions that need to be done. But it's a good question. Answer that friend who's telling you that way of go to the cross and made me. That's for him and not for you. For you to leave him alone. Moreover, we need to pray for the friend if he has no forces. We also need to do that, but not in place of him. Not in place of him.
Tomorrow, I may be also in this state, so I should remember it.
Very good. You see how good this is that we're asking and answering and asking and answering, because it's not clear. From all these questions, later you'll try to read all that we're talking about. You have a complete Torah, a whole doctrine of how to reach godliness.
Rav, I have a question to you, if you can help me with an advice. It relates to the friend from Elat who asked. You said when friends are turning to me with the complaint that I do something wrong, then immediately there's this perception of reality that there's none else besides him, and it turns off all of the motivation to scrutinize, because I just say, okay.
There's none else besides him, only has to do with the fact that I have to turn to one source. That other than the Creator, there's none else besides him. You remember that first article in Shamati, there's none else besides him. There it's written about the fact that you have nothing to do, everything that the Creator does, or there's none else besides him that you just to him needs to turn in order to correct everything along the way. That's called there's none else besides him.
What about this idea that you don't have the desire to make a concession, to make the scrutiny?
Then you need a deficiency, not just to say there's none else besides him, the Creator arranges all these things. I understand these things, it happens along the way. But we need to constantly understand that we have to come to the different answer, that the understanding is there's none else besides him, only the Creator, that you need to turn to him and correct every single state this way. And not to let oneself calm down all of a sudden. That's called there's none else besides him. There's none else besides him, or you turn to him, and from him you receive again all the corrections.
Rav, אני יכול להוסיף שאלה?
No.
למה יש את המבנה?
Rav, can I ask a question? Why do we have this triangle of the structure of the group, the person, the group, and the Creator? Why is it built this way?
How could it be any other way? There was a structure of Adam Rishon. Yes, everyone together. Everyone. That structure shattered. Each and every piece, we call it Adam, according to one's role in becoming resembling the Creator. Now, in order to come to the corrected state, he needs to connect with others. So there's an Adam, a person, and there's a group, and there's the Creator. The force to connect them together is the Creator. The force to fill them all is the Creator. So we have a person, Adam, this structure of the ten or the soul completely, and the Creator. Clear?
Thank you.
את מי עוד לא היה אצלנו?
Who didn't we have yet?
PT 27 and 13 and 17.
I don't see PT 27. Oh, yes, PT 27.
אנחנו זוכרים בשבועיים האחרונים בזכות הגדולה לעסוק במאמרי הרבש.
We have this great privilege of engaging in the Rabash articles. We read them during the day three times a day. We read them during their lesson. We hold workshops about them. What can we do to use the Rabash articles really to reach those states the Rabash talks about with regards to the group and the 10?
We can only implement them between us. There's nothing else that we can do. The main thing is just the friends, and only between them, if we will truly relate to the connection between us as to a necessary connection which our success depends upon, our spiritual success, then we will succeed. That's it. What do we need to do? We don't need to change the desire, because the will to receive is our nature, and the Creator created from His desire to bestow our nature. What do we need? Just to change our intention, how I use my will to receive, which is opposite to the Creator, in a way that will be similar to the Creator. And so it turns out that I make from myself the Creator. That's why it's called You Made Me. Do you understand what a trick there is here? What a brilliant concept? That's why we lack nothing but to ask from the Creator to give us, for every single desire we have, the ability to change it to the opposite. We cannot change the desire. That's a desire to receive. That's it. The desire to bestow is the Creator. The desire to receive is the creature. But if I'm in the desire to receive of the creature, do a correction in order to bestow, then I resemble the Creator. Altogether. So I need to take the desire to receive as it is, to recognize that it's constantly thinking of itself only, and then try to do actions in it in order to bestow to the Creator. So I have the desire to receive, which is the desire to enjoy, and the intention that my desire to enjoy becomes pleasure to the Creator, that I want Him to enjoy. So there is here, upon my will to receive, several actions I need to do. First of all, the tzimtzum, not use it directly, the desire to receive. Then the masach, the screen, where I go and make an opposite action from itself, and Ochozer, reflected light, as much as I can, use it in order to bestow. If I do that, Tzimtzum, Masach, Ochozer, then by that I resemble the Creator. Now all I need to do is to do degrees, stages, upon which desires and when and how I can arrange my intention in order to bestow. That's called sulam, the ladder of degrees. That's it. This is how we will advance. We take my desires from the smallest possible ones and invert them to in order to bestow more and more and more. And this is how we grow, just like a baby who is born and grows up. Exactly through the same stages like babies do.
This means that he goes out of his boundaries, that he keeps growing each time? This is what it is?
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Well, Michael, what do you say?
We have Santiago.
Oh, we didn't have Santiago, yes. Well, Santiago de Chile.
Amado Rab, la intención es otorgamiento o se transforma en un...
Dear Rab, the intention is bestowal or it becomes bestowal through the action of the Masach?
Yes. The desire to receive, which restricts itself and says, I don't want to enjoy for myself. I want to only do it to the benefit, for the benefit of the Creator. So the fact that he doesn't want to take it for myself, he puts a screen upon it to not receive. The fact that he also says, I want to do actions in order to bring contentment to the Creator, that's in order to bestow. And then he uses his desire in order to bestow to the Creator. These actions are called actions of the Masach. Let's have the mask.
Если мы подобны Творцу, и вот как печать и оттиск, мы как творение
противоположны. If we are similar to the Creator, like a seal and an imprint, as created beings who are opposite to the Creator, we need to find this space, the empty space to fill with the Creator.
We don't need to build anything but correct our desire to receive through prayer to in order to bestow. We don't build anything. We have no actions in us. We have just one action, which is the address to the Creator, and according to our address to Him, He corrects us. More than that, there is nothing else for us to do. Only the request to Him, for Him to do. That's why all our work is prayer. Request. But in order for us to have the prayer, we need to recognize what's happening to us, how corrupted we are, and so on.
Tel Aviv 10.
Tel Aviv 10.
Rav, the will to receive is outside the Creator?
Certainly.
So this means that everything that is outside of me is for the Creator.
Well, I don't know what you mean, but continue.
No.
So when I relate to the friend, I need to relate to his point in the heart, and then I relate to the Creator, basically?
Yes, in the heart of a friend or behind the friend is the Creator. That's why if we want to turn to the Creator, we have to incorporate with all our friends in the ten, and then it is a certainty. This is a matter of minyan, of a ten. Then it is certain that we are turning to the Creator in the right way. And it's certain in such a way that He will answer us.
So what should be my attitude to the will to receive of the friend?
That I and him and the other friends want to connect together and to ask the Creator to correct us. That we want to be connected. That all our egoistic desire that is in such a capsule, in such a wrapping, just like in a little pill. We want all these pills of ours, our balls of each and every one of us, to be connected together to one big ball. And this ball will already include the ten. It will be called Neshama, soul. And in it, in this structure, in this Neshama, in this soul, we will feel the Creator. And that state will be called Israel, which is us, the light, which is altogether the connection between us, and the Creator are one. That's the matter of the end of correction.
Can I ask another question? How do we turn all of the Tzimtzum Masach or Chozer to something practical inside the ten?
Well, that's what we need to do. Do this all day long. Try and try to think about this and to build these states. The restriction, the Masach, and the Ol Chozer connection. Tzimtzum, the restriction is upon the will to receive about the thoughts from above myself, about myself. The masach, the screen, is in the resistance towards using it for my own benefit. And the Ol Chozer, where I want only for the benefit of the Creator, of the friends, and through them to the Creator. And that's it. I want I'm hoping to the friend, and I hope that he's aiming towards me too. Try to compose these relations, and you'll see that it's not that far. Start receiving responses also.
Hello, Rav. A question that awakens recently, based on Rav's recommendation, there are now 45 minutes of summaries after the lesson, and the Zoom meetings became from 15 minutes to half an hour each one, and then there's also preparation for the lesson, and there's also evening lesson. Are we advancing in quality or quantity, and how to maintain balance?
By quantity, for sure you're advancing. But by quality, I don't know. I wasn't there, I can't say. I'm warning you that you shouldn't just drag the time just like that, that it's better. The commandment is always to shorten. And be serious. If it's to the point, it's worthwhile to continue and to hear and to expand. But if not, then immediately you need to put boundaries on it. They were always capable.
Again.
To add to his question, I think he meant that the connection between us and opening up to the world and being responsible for the world is like two different directions. How can we build a connection between us so that it also includes the world?
No. The whole goal of connection between us is for us to correct the world. The Creator needs the world. He needs for us to come to the correction of the world. The simple people that are distant from the wisdom of Kabbalah, from connection and all these things. It's them that he wants. And he cares for us only so that we will correct them, those distant ones. That's why he's engaging with us. He's got a business with us. But his intention is for those ones that don't have to do with the people of Israel and not the nations of the world, like something like that, but like that he wants to correct Australia. Yes, let's say. What is more distant than that? New Zealand is even further. Okay. He's intending to them, but to get to them, he has to awaken the whole kli of ours. So that through them, it's also written this way, that through us, he goes to correct the world. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations. And specifically, the other ones that will come and join, they are the most precious to him. That is why we need to pay attention to the connections and our preparations in the direction of the world, and to see how we get involved, merge with the preparations that are happening in the world. Are we preparing ourselves? Are we ready for that corona attack that's going to happen in this fall and in the winter with all the problems that will arise from it? Do we understand to what extent that there is now, that we're coming close to a world revolution where America and how it flips into from capitalism to socialism? We will see this, how they will have no choice. That specifically for them it will happen in the most beneficial way for everyone. It'll be much more difficult for Europe or Asia. We need to be ready for all these things and to also understand what processes we're all going through. Yes. Well, what remains for us is just one Nudnik, which is 25, PT25.
Yes, hello Rav. Yesterday Jacques wanted to ask a question about the Congress preparation and you told him to ask it today. He's just in translation right now, so I'm asking for him.
I see Jacques, he's here.
No, he's translating.
Ah, okay.
So, the question is about our Congress preparation. Maybe in what way do we need to prepare ourselves both internally and in as a 10 for the Congress?
We need to try to come to the convention, mostly all of us connected in tens, and all of us feeling that we belong to one big kli, which is also the inclusive ten. Also the men apart, and also the women apart, but arranged in tens. And we need, doesn't actually belong to me, but it seems to me that before this, we need to arrange our tens well. Such that we are certain that on that day of the convention we are in our place, in our ten, in our language, in our guidance, in all the things that we understand, such that we, each and every one of us, is in his home, or that though maybe there are those who can be two or three together, even though it has to all be according to the laws of the Corona guidance in your place. And that's it. And let's really hope that we will come to a connection, an internal connection. I really hope that we are towards that.